This is Melissa Bartell, the Bathtub Mermaid, and you're listening to Tales from the Tub.
It's day 21 of the Dog Days of Podcasting, the annual challenge where a bunch of us agree to post a podcast episode every day during the month of August. For the entire feed, check out dogdaysofpodcasting.com. For now, here's Selena Taylor reading The Weatherman.
They used to laugh at him, calling him the Weatherman with derision in their voices. Preserving storms in bottles? Really, Dad? Even his oldest daughter thought he was wasting his time. That's seriously lame. But Sam, that was his real name, went on collecting, stuffing sunrises into jam jars and snowstorms into pickle bottles. He even managed to cram a coastal fog into a container one day, but it had been a wild capture. The bottle, once a home for spicy Kalamata olives, had retained the faint odor of garlic and brine. He wasn't sure the integrity of the fog could be maintained. The mason jars, with their special two-part lids, he reserved for the violent thunderstorms, the fingers of Dracula lightning, and the blustery gale-force winds of minor hurricanes. By the time he lined every wall of his garage with shelves of bottles and jars, they no longer had actual weather reporters on the air. Instead, a virtual assistant would provide daily, weekly, and monthly weather schedules, highlighting planned storms. It would have been nice to blame the eventual breakdown of the weather nets on aliens or meteors, or even war, but the reality was that hardware sometimes breaks, and software sometimes glitches. After the sixth week with no precipitation, the governor sent a representative to the weatherman's door. "Dad, some guy in this suit wants to talk about your bottles." He could have made a deal, extorted the government for millions. College tuition for all three kids, the last of the mortgage. All of that could have been covered. But Sam wasn't that kind of guy. "Take them," he said. "Take them and release them all at once, and then send the weather corps to get rid of the dead net." And so, they did. They took everything, except for one bottle, the oldest in Sam's collection. They took them and dropped them from the edge of the atmosphere. For a few days, the weather was chaotic, but eventually it settled into something like before. And that lone bottle, the one Sam kept, that one he gave to his oldest when she turned 21. "What is it, Dad?" "It's a summer squall from the day you were born," he told her. "I couldn't have saved the whole day, but I managed to preserve the weather." Father and daughter stood on the deck of their beachfront home and watched the fog roll in. It was a perfect moment, until the young woman sniffed the air. "Dad?" "Yes, dear?" "Do you smell olives?"
Opening and closing music is a mix of Chris Zabriskie's The Oceans Continue to Rise from the Free Music Archive, and a clip of whales singing off the coast of French Polynesia provided by Kivoy to freesound.com. The Bathtub Mermaid, Tales from the Tub, is written and produced by Melissa A. Bartell and is licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Share-Alike 4.0 International license. For detailed show notes, including my contact information, please visit my website at bathtubmermaid.com. Thanks for listening, and remember, never let your bathwater get too cold.